You're listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Eminence, William Cardinal Goh, Archbishop of Singapore.
My dear young people, brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King. If you still remember, at the very beginning of Advent, the angel told Mary that she would conceive a son. He would be the Son of the Most High, and he will possess the throne of David. This is why the feast of Christ the King culminates the liturgical year, because what was promised at Advent is fulfilled in principle on the last Sunday of this liturgical year, anticipating the reign of Christ in all of humanity. At the same time, as I've said at the very outset of the Mass, we are preparing for the World Youth Day next year at Lisbon. The theme that has been given is this: Mary arose and went with haste. And so this afternoon reflection, we want to bring these two themes together: Christ's kingship and how Mary could lead us to truly proclaim Christ's kingship in the world today. Mary, of course, we know, she is the first missionary, the harbinger of the good news, the first to proclaim and to announce the birth of the newborn king. She traveled 145 kilometers through rugged terrain to the house of Elizabeth to bear this good news to them. And therefore, when we celebrate this Asian Youth Day, we have to ask ourselves, how can we too share in Mary's joy, passion, enthusiasm in proclaiming to all of humanity that Christ is our King? I think it is very important to bear this in mind. The kingship of Christ is not a matter of space, of territory. The only space that Jesus, the King of Kings, wants to occupy is our heart and our minds. That is how Jesus rules the world today. In the beautiful hymn we sing, "To Jesus Christ, our Sovereign King, O Hail Redeemer, King Divine, to rule our minds and to rule our hearts." And therefore, to proclaim Jesus' kingship, it presupposes that all of us are submitting to Christ's kingship over us. That we have surrendered our life, like Mary, to God. We all know very well that St. Augustine told us that Mary conceived Jesus in her heart before she conceived Jesus in the flesh. Mary's whole life was submission to the will of God, discerning His will and following His will. That is why Mary lives an immaculate life, a life totally devoted to serving God and serving her fellow men. And so for us young people too, you are the leaders, not of tomorrow, but you are already leaders of today. You have been blessed with resources, with talents, with gifts. The most important thing you need, therefore, to ask yourself that fundamental question is, how are you going to extend the rule of Christ through the vocation that you choose in life? What kind of life do you want to live? How do you want to express your vocation? How do you want to use your talents for the glory of God, for the service of humanity? That's a very important question, because it is when you submit yourself to the will of God and when you are discerning enough as to what the Lord is calling you, as the Lord called Mary, only then, when you say His will be done, you could truly say with the tribes of Israel, when they came to David, "You be our king." So to say that Jesus is our king simply means to say we will surrender our lives to Him. That is the second aspect of proclaiming Christ's kingship. It is a question of how do we proclaim Christ's kingship. You know, Pope Francis, the very important encyclical that he wrote, The Joy of the Gospel. Today, people are attracted by joy, by love, authentic love, by meaning, by purpose. If we want to proclaim Christ, we need to be filled with joy before we can give joy to others. So it's very critical that young people, you must first search for Jesus. You must have the joy that Mary had in conceiving Christ in her womb and in her heart. Without the joy of encountering Jesus, without the joy of resting our life and surrendering our lives to Jesus, we cannot proclaim the gospel. And the greatest thing we can give to anyone, really, and I keep on repeating this same message, it doesn't mean that just because you are intelligent, you are doing very well in the world, just because you are successful materially, you are living a good life, you are happy. Happiness is not dependent on all this. Happiness is dependent on whether you are giving your life meaningfully, living it purposefully for God and for your brothers and sisters. That is why the most important gift we can give to anyone is the gift of Jesus. I want to say this, you know, in Asia, most of the countries, perhaps except Philippines, and maybe one more country, I think I forgot which country, have majority in Catholics numbers. Practically the whole of Asia, Catholic faith is a minority religion. And that is the reason why the Federation of Asian Bishops Conference, in the approach to evangelization, proposes the triple dialogue with culture, with poverty, and with religions. Certainly, that is the Asian way, because we are a minority, of proclaiming the gospel. Because we are being sensitive to the other religions surrounding us. But I also want to say, and we must be careful, that when there is this occasion, and even in Singapore, today there is this question of secularism. We are so respectful of others that we are diffident, we are too shy even to announce explicitly the name of Jesus. And that should not be the case. When there is an opportunity, we must have the courage, as Mary did, bring Jesus to John the Baptist, to Elizabeth, and they were filled with joy. Why should we deprive the joy of giving Jesus to someone that Jesus can make a difference in the lives of others. You know, I remember this beautiful story of a missionary. It's a Catholic missionary, must be a Catholic priest, of course. He went to one remote village in Africa. And he brought with him all the resources. This village was very poor. He built schools. He built medical clinics. He built churches. He got all the technology to help them to improve in their farming methods. And he worked very hard. And the people were growing and the village was progressing. After 10 years of giving himself to the community, he fell sick. And so he had to return back home to Europe to recover, to recuperate. 5 years later, when he came back, to his surprise, truly, the economy, the village, they were flourishing. But all the Catholic churches that he built became Protestant churches. And he was surprised. He said, "What happened?" And then the villagers, in a very apologetic manner, came to him and said, "Father, we are very grateful to you. You have alleviated our poverty. You have brought all this medicine and all the education and so on. We are very grateful. But when you left, there was no priest around. And then this pastor came, Protestant pastor. He came and he preached about Jesus. He gave us Jesus. So now we are Protestant. Because he is the one who helped us to know Jesus. So we can be doing a lot of good works, a lot of humanitarian works. We become another NGO. But have we given Jesus? Jesus is the answer to all our struggles, the riddles of life. And finally, the last point is this. If we want to establish Christ's kingship, then today the gospel is very telling. Are we ready to stand up for Jesus? Are we ready to be loyal to our King, even to the extent of being ridiculed? Jesus was put on the cross, and we are told even the criminal said the same thing to him, just as the religious leaders, they were jeering at him, soldiers were mocking at him, and they say, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." In other words, prove yourself. Prove. Come down from the cross. You deserve to be hung on the cross because you are a liar. My dear brothers and sisters, today people are looking for witnesses. It is not enough just to do good things, witnesses of the gospel, whether we are ready to stand by the gospel that we proclaim. Otherwise, we become counterfeits. And young people, I'm sure, many of the young people today have left the church. Do you know why? Because when they are at home, they saw their parents or those, they can be church-going, but there is a dichotomy between faith and life. Young people do not believe beautiful doctrines and all these words without fidelity. We need young people today, therefore, to be able to stand up for what we believed in, for the truth. Because we are living in a culture that promotes death, a culture that promotes individualism. You only live twice, the YOLO, you only live once, a FOMO, fear of missing out. That's all. It's a culture of individualism. Today is me mentality. I like it. My preference. There is no objective truth. There is no right. There is no wrong. I like it. Therefore, I can do it. My dear brothers and sisters, in the face of this materialism, individualism, and so on, where do you stand? Do you stand by the gospel? Do you stand by Jesus? Are you ready to witness? Because if you do, then I can guarantee you, you will also be ridiculed. That's why today, even in Singapore, no, many Catholics are afraid to let the world know that they are Catholics. Because if they know you are Catholics, they will make fun of you. That is why so many cases, we never know a person is a Catholic until when you attend the funeral wake. After 30 years, he's been working in the same office with you. You don't even know he's a Catholic. He's a secret agent, anonymous Catholic, secret agent of Jesus. This secret agent only found out when you visit his funeral wake. Then he's, oh my goodness, my colleague has been a Catholic for 30 years. We need to proclaim Jesus. And today, my dear brothers and sisters, when we celebrate the feast of Christ the King, let us be sure of this. We do not witness Jesus alone. We need the support of one another. We need to be in a family. And young people, we need to give each other support. You need to build a strong network. My final advice to you young people, if you want to grow in faith, you need to have a faith community. Without a faith community, if your friends are all secular friends, then of course you would think like them. But if you have a faith community, you will become truly committed to the Lord. This morning, I celebrated sacrament confirmation in another parish. I went back to the home parish where I was baptized, where I was confirmed, and I told them, the reason why I'm a cardinal today was because of the parish. There I was baptized, there I was nurtured, there I joined the altar service, there I joined the rosary prayer club, there I joined the catechism and so on. It's the people. Without a faith community, I would have lost my faith. That is why young people, if you want to retain your faith, you want to grow in faith, then you must belong to a faith community. It's a community that strengthens you. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, when you have trials, when you have difficulties, then you will remember the Lord said, be brave, I have overcome the world, and I will be with you until the end of time. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Eminence, William Cardinal Goh.